So now we've got three major Bible clubs in public schools across America, and I just showed Roberta the textbook of one of them in our nation's public schools, but they, too, changed the name. They didn't bring the Bible in. They have a new textbook called The Bible and Its Significance. Is that
and its influence.
And its influence. And so they take things like the handwriting's on the wall. Well, we say that all the time, but where did that come from? That's a literary term that came from the Bible. So they do a whole study on Bible terms that are used in today's cultures.
And that is meant to be used as curriculum in public schools.
That is a public school curriculum, totally admissible and endorsed by every education agency in the United States, superintendents, principals, everyone. And so that's getting into public schools, but we have to be wise in these last days.
Well, in this book, 101 Ways to Help Public Schools, you say, for more information about students' religious rights in schools, visit Jay Sekulow's American Center for Law and Justice at www.aclj.org. And if you're an educator, a good resource is www.ceai.org.
That's a Christian Educators Association.
Many times it's all about awareness, Jim.
It really is. And
or
that's
lack
what you're
of.
You're allowing the Joshua and Caleb came back after spying out the land, and they said that there were grapes that two men had to carry a cluster. But they needed a voice to be able to say that. And so us that are writing these books and doing this, we just need a voice. And you've given us a voice for people now to say, I didn't know I could do that. Yes, you can have a Bible club in a school. Yes, you can bring fruit every week to the teacher's lounge. Once a week, show up. Let your associate pastor or the women's auxiliary leader show up at the teacher's lounge. And each week, and by the end of the school year, they're going to be inviting. What's your church up to? What are you doing? Where do you attend? By the way, I guess you heard so-and-so died. Boy, they were looking for a pastor. You know, I mean, just forming relationships. When he talked to the Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, this night I'm going to dine with you. Not Zacchaeus, come over to the temple. I'm going to preach or do whatever. He said, I'm just going to dine with you. So we form relationships to enable us and give us the right to speak into their lives. And so these 101 ways are just giving us ideas to give us the right to speak into the lives of students.
Here's an idea. Number 14, purchase necessary items and supplies for the school nearest your address. Some are in real need of computers.
Yes.
And some kids don't have the school supplies they really need to go to school.
And many times the church has a member who might be a business willing to donate it through the church to them instead of the business going direct. Why don't the church partner with that business person? And then it's the church who gets the credit, and the business person is more interested in, you know, doing it unto the Lord anyway. So now the church has formed this relationship. Y'all donated 10 computers. Yeah, and Sam's Computer Company in town helped us, you know, that kind of thing. So who are they going to look to when, you know, there's a Columbine or just maybe somebody died and didn't have a tombstone? Would your church be interested in helping that family? Well, that's going to open up an opportunity.
Here's a good idea. Number 18, sponsor a speaker's bureau for parents and the community.
That's another one. You mentioned various talents. Church I attend recently, somebody told me about their professional photography. And I said, where has it been displayed? Oh, various places. I said, wouldn't it be great for your photography that's been award-winning, that's been in some magazines, to be displayed in the hallways of the public school so they can honor it? There was another gentleman I ran into downtown, and he is an award-winning photographer of Black History. And I said, could we take your photographs into the public school during Black History Month, put them on easels in the lobbies, and let people appreciate it instead of, you know, the students don't have a chance to get downtown. And I said, but could our church sponsor you? Then at the bottom of the, or on the easel, you put sponsored by XYZ Church.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. You're an idea man. You can handle this. Roberta's a lawyer. What could she do at a public school?
Legal conferences at night, sponsored by the church. You go to your local church and say, why couldn't we do a seminar at the school that we promote, have it at the school, not at the church? People are always looking for legal counsel, legal advice. You wouldn't necessarily be giving them official legal advice, but you'd be pointing them in the right direction. So many times, you know, lawyers are involved in our lives and we don't even know where to begin. It could be a basic how to contact and search for a lawyer class. Mm-hmm. You know, doing wills, doing whatever. And so now you're in that school at night where parents are feeling very comfortable about coming. They formed a relationship with the church because Roberta Potts came to do her legal conference at that public school. And then, oh, what church are you representing tonight? You know, that's secondary, but she's going to be able to be at the microphone. I'm sponsored tonight by. And so there's a way right there.
Well, I've actually had opportunities similar to what you're talking about where they invite me to come to speak about being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out great because I can talk about what I do in my law practice, yes, and how I pray for my clients, and no one can argue because they've invited me and they invite me back. That's fine, because I'm talking about what I do. I'm not forcing it on anybody.
Exactly. And David, Oasis listeners, to restate what you said earlier in that law, teachers and educators, administrators can't force their belief or you know, I think you should pray now or what. But when a speaker comes in, like Roberta talking about that, they can't tell her what not to say. See, that would take her freedom of speech away.
Right.
So the school kind of relinquishes their rights for that time period there, which is the best way to get in. There's career days. There's shadow days where students can follow you career. There's pastors ought to be inviting them, saying, listen, I'm doing my television show this week. Got any of your journalism department would like to shadow me today down to the studio and learn about studio and what message is it going to be? He's doing his television show, with the gospel. But still, that's not the issue. The issue is the journalism department is shadowing someone who's going to be doing a television show, and they're going to be learning valuable information. They wouldn't learn it except through that.
David Warren could go into a public school and talk about what it means, or how do you manage a radio station? What does it mean to be a program director and putting on the music and
television or in the radio? Well, sure. And what does that mean?
They would love it. And you could even sponsor, your church could sponsor a journalism contest where you then would put them on the air for a day and promote that throughout a year.
Great idea. Now, these are serious ideas. Let's talk about a fun one here. Number 20, before we go to break. Sponsor special makeover sessions for teachers.
What teacher would deny that?
Well, there might be some women who might be offended. What do you mean?
Again, there may be, but I talked to my wife about this one. She said, oh, I would love that. Come to be pampered. But do it as a contest. All teachers are entering a contest where the grand prize at the end of the year, you send them to a 3-day spa.
Ooh.
And now their name is just in the drawing, but guess what? Because they said, here's my name, that gives you permission to send them a thank you for participating in our drawing. You won a local, day at the spa. And the grand prize winner was from middle school, And so now you're creating a buzz in the community about something that's not church-related, but Jesus said, be ye in the world, just not of it. So that's what we're doing here.
All right, we're discussing 101 ways to help our public schools. I'm David Warren.
I'm Roberta Potts.
And you can get this book through today's guest, Armadillo Jim Schmidt. The number to call is area code 918-259-5000. That's 918-259-5000. And the website address is putonyourarmor.org. That's putonyourarmour.
No you in it.
No, you.
Or helping public schools. They can go there, too.
Why, did I get that wrong?
No, yet. O-U-R.
O-U-R.
On your...
Yeah, O-U-R.
Oh, in the Y-O-U-R.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking arm.
Go O-U.
Okay.
Go Sooners. We'll be right back.
Go you.
Today's Roadshow is sponsored in part by Stark Truss Company, servicing contractors with floor and roof trusses as well as other building products. Stark Truss has plants in the South and in the Midwest, including locations in Canton and New Philadelphia, Ohio. Additional locations and services are listed at StarkTruss.com. That's StarkTruss.com. Stark Truss, helping you build your future success.
Celebrating 20 years of radio ministry, we're the Oasis Network.
Today's Roadshow is sponsored in part by Gene and Fran Mooney and Master's Touch, located in Oklahoma City. Master's Touch restores and customizes all types of vintage and classic automobiles. They also customize motorcycles. Master's Touch is located in Oklahoma City at 1015 West Main Street. Phone area code 405-605-4504. The website is masterstouchrestoration.com.
All right, 101 ways to help public schools is our discussion on this roadshow for Tuesday, September the 12th. I'm David Warren here with Roberta Potts, our very special guest, the author of this book, Armadillo Jim Schmidt. And what great idea do you have for us?
Well, I kind of wanted to get some more information about this one, Jim. This sounded cool. I remember when I was in school, book covers were so important. You'd spend hours at night fixing, these book covers on your public school books. But now you've got an idea about that, and I didn't quite understand. It says something about the Ten Commandments.
There are Ten Commandment book covers available now through various ministries that a couple I mentioned in the book, or they can Google it. and find companies that you can order it from. Also do specific advertising for your church or business on that book cover. And no one is going to be denied because the schools really request that you cover the books in most cases.
Because it keeps, exactly. takes care of the books,
it
right?
It takes care of the books. So, but it doesn't tell you what book cover you can't have. And again, that's freedom of speech. What a way to bring the Ten Commandments in. It's right there. You flip the book over and there's the Ten Commandments. So that's
you
just
were
one
thinking
of the,
when you did that idea, Jim.
Well, I really know that the Lord blessed me with the ideas. And he also uses people with experience in going into school. So I know that these kind of things will work.
Jim, we appreciate our school athletes, but we don't want to forget our school musicians. And another great idea is to honor the musician of the year. Maybe someone who just practices all the time, or what were your thoughts in that?
Well, that's even been expanded because my family and I had the privilege of attending the Grammys this year. And coming back, I thought, what musician of the year in XYZ town wouldn't love to go to the Grammys, of which the Grammy Foundation tries to promote that, as well as the Dove Awards. They have their own foundation. So you give a double tickets to the Dove Awards, tickets to the Grammys as the winners for the Musician of the Year, and those can be voted on. You can have a criteria for the contest. Some of it's discussed in the latest edition of my book. And there's just ways to think outside the box and to honor scholars of the year at the same time. Maybe they want to go to Washington, D.C. or go to spend a day with Jay Sekulow. Who knows?
We're out of time, but number 101 of the 101 ways is to learn as much as you can about your local school and national school statistics, and there are how to do that in this book, and that is available through today's guest, area code 918-259-5000. Put on your armor.org is the website. I'm David Warren.
I'm Roberta Potts.
And Jim Schmidt's been here. It's been
another great Roadshow.
You've been listening to The Roadshow. If you'd like to write to us, here's our address, The Roadshow, P.O. Box 1924, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101. Our email address is roadshow@oasisnetwork.org. The views of today's guest aren't necessarily those of this station, but we do appreciate and thank our guest for spending this time with us. The Roadshow, an Oasis Network presentation.